with the Jews, the leaders of the Jews, I mean, and Jesus. This confrontation started when Jesus healed the impotent man, and he asked that impotent man to rise up and pick up his bed. That is where the argument started. When the Pharisees saw, when the Jewish leaders saw this man by the temple, ground, walking and carrying in his back his beddings, and it's a Sabbath day. So they asked the man who asked him to do that, and the man later identified it was Jesus, and they started to accuse Jesus of breaking the law, breaking the Sabbath, and they accused him of, along their argument, they accused Jesus of blasphemy. And Jesus answered them very, very firmly and very strong. The words that the Lord gave them was strong ones, very powerful words. He gave them the witness of his authority, why he commanded this man to, why Jesus asked this man to do those things on the Sabbath. He is saying, I have the authority, and he is declaring that he is God. He told them this. Jesus himself said this to them, to his accusers, that yes, I am God. I am equal with the Father. I work with the Father. And so, as a coup de grace, finishing punches or knockout punches for the Jewish leaders at the time, Jesus gave them these words. This is his final blow. Kumbaga sa ano, ito yung Pac-Man punch ni Jesus sa kanila. Left, right, left. The Jews did not stand a ground. Hindi sila makatindi. Hindi sila makasalag sa binigay ni Jesus na mga patotoo sa kanyang authority. Jesus presented the Father, remember? He presented the Father himself as his testimony. And the Father is working through him. That's why he presented the work, the healing that he did. Paano nila mapapawalang saysay? How can they oppose the work, the healing that Jesus did? They cannot argue with it. They cannot argue. They cannot say na, that healing is not true. That is just made up. Hindi nila pwedeng sabihin gano'n. Why? Because they knew this man for 38 years. He was a fixture by the pool. Kung mag-snapshot ka doon, lagi mong makikita yung lalaking ito doon sa tabi ng pool. For 38 years, he suffered. Hindi natin alam kung gano'n siya katagal doon sa tabi ng Bethsaida. But he was there, and there was no one to take care of him. I can even say, walang nagmamahal sa kanya. Diba? When Jesus says, you want to be healed? Eh, sabi niya, kasi walang tutulong sa akin papunta doon sa pool eh. Kaya pag may dumaw doon ang angel, gumalaw yung pool, dagapang ako, huling na. may naunan na sa akin. That means this man has no one to take care. There is no one that taking care of him. Walang nag-aalaga sa kanya. Walang nagbabantay. Parang, ang tawag dyan, yung solo, ulila. Lahat dyan sa term. Parang siya ulila. Wala siyang magulang, wala siyang kapatid, walang nagmamahal sa kanya. But the Lord touched his heart. He healed him. And he was alive. And the Pharisees and the leaders of the Jews can't argue with it. Wala silang pangbara. Wala silang sabihin na hindi totoo yan. Hindi nila masabing ganun. Kasi nga, this man is a well-known man for them. He's a fixture there. And this man is cool now. Hindi nila alam paano nangyari yan. And so, this witness of Jesus is unbreakable. Kumbaga, they cannot demolish it, and they cannot demolish the witness that Jesus said testifies of him, which is the scripture. They cannot question it, because if they question the scripture, they are questioning their own faith. Dahil they, as we have read here, you trust Moses, di ba? Is that in verse 45? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. In whom you trust? You trust Moses. Meaning the words that Moses wrote. The law. And that law, Jesus said, points to him. And they cannot argue against the scripture. They will argue, you are claiming that. You are just claiming that. But the scripture, they cannot. They argue against Jesus, but they cannot argue against the scripture. Jesus is saying, the scripture is talking about me. Hindi nila mabara na, hindi ikaw ang sinasabi ng scripture na yan. Dahil, why? They don't have anything to answer against it. Ang masasabi lang nila, at the pinakamalapit nila pwede sabihin, you can claim that, pero pwede hindi ikaw yan. Pero kung hindi ako yan, sasabihin ni Jesus ang babalik sa kasi mo yan. Hindi namin masabi. So wala silang pang kumbaga sa pakikipagtalo, wala silang panapat. So this is the claim that Jesus gave them, and they cannot argue against it. So tulog na sila. Yung kanilang gustong sabihin, Jesus, you are a blasphemer. Jesus, you are a lawbreaker. You are a Sabbath breaker. It did not stand. In their argument against Jesus, it failed to stand. They don't have anything against Jesus. And now Jesus is in his offensive trust. He gave them these three knockout punches. The first one, Jesus told them the futility of their testimony. Jesus said in verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. You don't want to believe me. I am here not because I want to declare my glory. No, I'm pointing you to the Father. I came here in my Father's name. It is my Father's glory that I'm presenting to you, but you do not want to accept me. Now, this is the futility of your testimony. It says, if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. If someone comes in his own name, him will you receive. Why is that? Why is that? Jesus said, how can you receive which receive honor one of another? You believe someone who honored himself, and you ignore me who comes to you and honors the Father. Do you see the futility of the testimony that you are standing on? Jesus is now accusing the Jews of the futility of their work. The futility of their work. They say they are Jewish leaders. They say they are the ones that sits in the position of Moses. They are the ones that teaches the law. But they give honor among themselves. They are not giving honor to God. They are just giving honor towards each other. Kumbaga, nagpupurihan lang sila sa isa't isa. Pero ang ginagawa nila, hindi kapuri-puri sa Panginoon. Ang ginagawa nila in opposition against Jesus, let's say, they come, oh, there is this one who makes an argument. Kasalanan ka, you break the law. Ikaw ba ang propeta? Ikaw ba ang Kristo? Pero bakit ka nag-utos na buhatin niya ang kanyang wedding? At isa doon sa kasama, oh, tama ko, maganda ka argumento yan. Tama, totoo nga. Alam yun? And then, another one says, oh, anak ka? Tatay mo si ang ama? Oh, pinapatay mo ang sarili mo bilang Diyos. Sabi nyo isa, oh, yun nga, tama nga yun, tama nga. Oh, hindi nga, tignan mo nga, oh, ang galing mo. Tamang argumento. See, they are praising each other. But are they giving glory to the Lord in the arguments that they are giving, in the works, in the very works that they are doing? Are they giving glory to the Lord? No. They are giving honor to themselves. They are showing. Parang pinapakita na nila na, uy, galing ko, di ba? Oo, galing mo nga. Galing mo nga. Oo, tama. Oo. Tamayin ko sa sinang. And Jesus said, nagbubulahan kayo sa inyong mga sarili. Ako ito, I came here, hindi ko kayo binubola, wala akong taong binubola. Pinapakita ko lang, ang gawa ko ay gawa ng Ama. It is the Father working in me, through me. And this is the product. An impotent man was able to walk. God did that. Through me, the Father and I did that. We worked together. And the futility of your work, you're praising each other. So Jesus is saying, walang kwenta ang gawa niyo.
Hindi, wala kayong mapatunayan. Wala. Second. Second. Coup de grâce that Jesus gave them is in verse 45. He says, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust." Now, we all know that in the presence of the Lord there is but one accuser. One accuser. And that accuser is the devil. He is accusing us, hindi ka naman sinasamba nito. Tao ito eh. Diba? O yung, when Job was presented, said the Lord to Satan, "Have you seen my servant Job?" And what did Satan say? Pinoproteksyonan mo siya eh. Binabakuran mo siya. Alisin mo yung bakat mo na etika mo. He will curse you. Hindi ka naman talaga ang sinasamba niya eh. Kaya ka lang sinasamba niya dahil binibless mo eh. Take out your protection and he will not worship you anymore. That kind of abusing. That's the devil work. But Jesus here is not talking that way. Hindi ganun ang sinasabi ni Jesus when he said, "You have one accuser." The accuser here, yung there is one that accuses you. Yung idea nito is more on a prosecutor. Yung someone that will prosecute you. Ano yan? Di ba tayo, halimbawa, meron tayong kaalin, nakipag-away tayo sabihin natin sa ating kapitbahay. At dahil hindi tayo magkaintindihan, pumunta tayo sa barangay. At dahil hindi pa rin nasuod ng barangay, sabihin, punta kayo sa korte. Before you go actually to the court, you go to what is called the prosecutor's office. Yun ang kakausapin doon. At sasabihin ng prosecutor, "Anong problema nyo?" At sasabihin ng prosecutor, "Walang kaso dito. Magsiguwi na kayo, magtulog nyo lang yan." Or sasabihin ng prosecutor, "Pastor Joy, impunto ka. Sige, dali natin to sa korte. Kasi sa batas, entok sabi." So, ganun yung ginawa mo. So, sige, dadali natin to sa korte. At yung prosecutor ngayon na kinausap nyo, siya ngayon ang pupunta sa harap ng judge ng korte at sasabihin, si Pastor Joy, may problema sa kanyang kapitbahay, at ang kapitbahay niya na to, gumawa ng kasalanan kay Pastor Joy. Kasi, ganito ang nasusulat sa batas. And yun, that is the accusing na sinasabi dito. Hindi yung magayon ng tayo kay Satanas. This, here, Moses, as it is written in John chapter 1, says, "For the law cometh by Moses, but grace and truth cometh by the Lord Jesus Christ." The accusing here, is more on a prosecution. Meaning, Moses, the work of Moses, the law, will work against them, against the Jews and in general to the whole world, to the people. We will be accused, or we will be prosecuted
para mas mahiwalay natin sa accuser na the devil.
We will be prosecuted by the law. We cannot say in the presence of the Lord, Lord, I am clean, I do not have sin. I don't need a Savior, I don't need Jesus Christ. I cannot say that. Why? Because Moses, the law of Moses, will just stand in the presence of God and say, he's lying. That's his first sin. Second sin, he failed to honor his father and mother. That is, I believe, is the first sin of all of us. There is a video that I posted a year ago and FB reminded me. There was this farmer who has dogs on the back of a pickup. And he called them one by one. First one, I forgot the name, so he liked them. Spot. Spot runs down towards the farmer and says, go. And he went straight to the house, the herd, and the farmer commanded, stay, sit down, and then go forward. He stood up and then went forward towards the house and then stay. He sits down again and then says, leave. He leads all the cows on the way that the master, the farmer, was saying. And then he calls back the dog went back to him and says, okay, go. Back to the pickup. He went and he did the same routine for the four dogs. And then I said, Julia, how I wish you are like those dogs. When I call, you come running. Not when I call, he said, ah, Papa. I said, Julia. And then wherever Julia is, yes, Papa. How I wish you just like the dog will come when I call. And how I wish when I say, Julia, wash the dishes. And you would say, I will wash the dishes, Papa. No, he just said, okay, Papa, he's still sitting down. Diba? We are all guilty of not honoring our father and mother. Yun na lang, basic na. We are all guilty of murder. We are all guilty of murder. Sabi mo, Pastor, masama yung binibintang mo sa akin yan. Bakit mo sinasabi, guilty ako ng murder? Wala akong pinatay. Wala akong pinatangkang pinatay. I would invite you to refresh your memories. Di ba may nakaaway ka? Habang ikay naglalakad, one day, pumupo ka, sumakay ka ng jeep, pumupo mo sa iyong pinupuan, may sumunod sa iyong bumpo, pumasok sa jeep, at pagtaan na sa iyong ganyan, natapakan niya yung maliit na nakukumo, na patay. Diba sa isip mo? Nakaswerte sa kanya, diba? Pero sa isip mo, matay ka na sana. Pero yung ito siya, hindi mo naman agad sasabihin na matay ka na sana eh. Diba? Hindi mo yun. Pero ano yan? Sabi ng Panginoon, inisip mo, ginawa mo na yun. Nagkasala ka na sa iyong utak. Yung aking gawin ba sa pamilya natin, we are guilty of stealing. Guilty of stealing. Ang gwapo ng boyfriend. Sana ako na lang ang boyfriend.
okay, no, we brought the boyfriend. Brought the boyfriend niya, sana ako na lang boyfriend. A blasting ano, pero baluman ba yung nakisip? And, we are all guilty. We cannot face the Lord and say, I have no sin. And that is what Jesus is telling the Jews. You cannot come to the Lord and say, you're holy. No. The very person that you trust, Moses, the work of Moses, the very work where you stand on. You, because remember, sinabi niya, search the scripture. And then you believe that you have eternal life. So he is now using the scripture to them. You trusted Moses, you trusted the law of Moses. Look, did you believe Moses? If you believe Moses, you will not lie, you will not think of killing someone, you will not dishonor your parents, you will not desire somebody's wealth, somebody's wife, somebody's cattle. It's the very law will be against you. Jesus is telling them, if this is your situation, the last kudigura is the forbidding condition of man. He says here in verse 46, for had you been in Moses, you would have believed me. Kung naniwala lang kayo kay Moses, naniniwala kayo sa akin. Pero, for he wrote of me. Sabi niya, but if you believe not his writings, verse 47, how should you believe my words? So this is now a rhetorical question. Paano kayo maniniwala sa akin? And that is a rhetorical question that accuses the Jews of their sinfulness. And it's a forbidding condition for them, for the Jews, and for the whole mankind. When they say forbidding, it means it's a bad situation, foreboding. Kumbaga sa ano, it's a parang for the lack of better word, bad luck. Ito yung pinakamasamang condition nyo. Jesus is saying, you are in a worse condition. You are arguing against me. You are accusing me of sin, of blasphemy. But parang sinabi niya, Lupus talking. You don't even believe in the law. You did not believe Moses. If you believe Moses, you would obey him. But you just can't. So what is the condition? Your condition is a worse condition, because judgment is upon you. That is what Jesus is saying. How can you believe my words? Diba? You go back to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But how can you believe me? You don't even believe Moses. So Jesus is telling them, you are in a worse condition. You are in a worse condition. What is that worst condition? Let's look back. John 3, verse 17 to 18. What is the condition of someone who doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Look, 17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is what? Condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Go further. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come upon the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Jesus is telling them, you are in a worse condition. Alam niyo yung kasabihan natin ng mga Pilipino, turo ko ng turo, tingnan mo. Turo ko ng turo. Yung turo mo, isa lang sa tinuturo mo. Pero yung tatlo, ha? Ano pa nga, pag nagturo ka na gano'n, mali na isa, dalawang turo, pero yung tatlo, sa'yo nakaturo mo balik eh. Mas makasalanan ka pa. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito eh. Sinasabi niyo, makasalanan ako. Pero sinasabi ko sa inyo, ang ginagawa ko para sa papurihan ng aking ama. Pero minamasama niyo yun. At ayaw niyo akong paniwalaan. Pero tingnan niyo ang sitwasyon niyo. This is what Jesus is saying here. You are in the worst condition. You don't even believe the very words of the scripture that you tell, that you stand on. Sinasabi nyo na sinusunod nyo ang salita ni Moses. Pero hindi nyo naman pinapakinggan si Moses. You disobey the words of Moses. See? And what would happen? Moses will prosecute you in the presence of the Lord, and they say, this guy is guilty. This man is guilty. This woman is guilty. Jesus is saying here, we need to believe in Jesus Christ. We need to believe in Him. In order for us not to be prosecuted by Moses. Because when Moses says you're guilty, Jesus would just stand up and say, I will pay for that man's sin. If we believe on Him, that is what Jesus will do to us. Yan ang sitwasyon. Pero Jesus is talking to these Jewish leaders, and He's giving them judgment. The wrath of God stays upon you because you do not believe that the Son of Man, the Son of God, sent to free you from sin. So His wrath is upon you. So that is the condition of man. That is the futility of man's testimony. So may these words that the Lord spoke to us today be a reminder for all of us. Tayo na, sinasabi natin Kristiyano tayo, may paalala sa Papa. Take heed. He who said he standeth, take heed lest he fall. Naniniwala totoo ba na mananampalataya ka ng Panginoon? And then, may this be a reminder for every one of us. Do not huwag po natin ipang walang halaga ang sinasabi ito ng Panginoon sa atin ngayon. Paalala ito, a reminder for us, for each and every one of us, para matatili tayo sa pagtitiwala sa Kanya. Kaya niya sinabi ito sa mga ito, pinapakita ang kanila yung kawalang kawalang kakayahan. Jesus is telling them, unless you believe in me, you will perish. You have to believe in me. And I tell you, Jesus is trying to reach these Jewish leaders. And not just the Jewish leaders, but all of us, lahat tayo. Unless God has given the grace, we cannot believe in Him. Pero salamat tayo sa Panginoon. Kaya nga, paalala ito sa ating lahat. Paalala ito sa ating lahat. For one, make sure mananampalataya ka kaya po ng Panginoon o nagtitiwala lang ako sa tao. Baka ang pinapanampalataya na ko lang ay si Pastor, si Mingano. Kaya sila na lang, kaya sila na simbahan ay dahil may nakitang maganda, may nakitang gwapo sa church. Kaya sila natin sa church ay dahil may nakikita silang pagkain sa church. Oh, this is going to be interesting pagdating natin sa chapter 6. Well, chapter 6 and chapter 7. So, bukan natin ang ating mga sarili muna. Because why? Why? Because we are the ones who carry the word of the Lord. Baka mamaya, hindi pala tayo tunay na ligtas. Baka pinitiwalaan na natin yung tao. Baka hindi pala tayo talaga sa Panginoon. So, ngayon pa lang, alamin mo na. Para maka panumbali ka sa Panginoon. You can repent of your sin. You can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. At kung sabi mo na, Kristiyano naman ako talaga, sure ako, I know, alam ko na ang Panginoon ay hindi po ako. Tinanggap ko siya, ako ay sa Kanya talaga. Safe na safe ako. And then, good. What is this word for you now? This word now is for you to tell. Ito ang mensahe mo sa iba. Ito pala ang condition natin. Ng lahat ng tao. Ito ang condition mo. Ito ang naging condition ko dati. Hindi ako mananampalataya. And we can share with them the gospel. So I hope and I pray. Gamit po niyo ang pensahe ng umaga ito to assess yourself and to strengthen yourself. Use it for the glory of the Lord. That's all I did. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for these words that you have shared to us today. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa katotohanan dito na ibinahagi. At nawa, mahamon ang bawat isa na nakarito dito na buhay ng tubos sa isip. At siguraduhin na kayo ang aming mga sarili. Pag-inaay, mga mananampalataya. namin, Panginoon, you have assured us that we are your sons and your daughters. We are your children. May the words that you have given to us today be an instrument for us, a reminder for us to use these words, very words, to declare to the world their worst condition, and that the answer to this is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who offered himself as a sacrifice for sin, who rose from the dead to give assurance of eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for this wonderful peace. We give you all the glory in Christ's precious name. Thank you. Maraming po salamat sa pakikinig niyo sa salita ng Panginoon. Tayo po ay